Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Having risen in the morning on the first day of the week, Jesus appeared first to Mary of Magdala, from whom he had cast out seven devils. She then went to those who had been his companions and who were mourning in tears and told them. But they did not believe her when they heard her say that he was alive and that she had seen him. After this, he showed himself under another form of two of them as they were on their way into the country. These went back and told the others, who did not believe them either. Lastly, he showed himself to the 11 themselves while they were at table. He reproached them for their incredulity and obstinacy, because they had refused to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation." The Gospel of the Lord. We all have moments in life when we're a bit like the disciples and the others. We refuse to believe, or we don't understand, or we don't know. And the Lord reproached them for the incredulity and obstinacy. It's quite interesting how the two accounts, but it's just the way different people interpret things. When you hear tomorrow's gospel, Jesus comes and there's no recrimination. He just says, "Peace be with you." Calms the whole situation down. But Mark says he reproached them for their incredulity and obstinacy. Sometimes we do that to ourselves, don't we? Why were we being so silly? Why were we being so blind? Why couldn't we understand? And often, when we've had a bloody blow, which is what happened to them, it takes time. But then he said, "Go out, proclaim the good news." Just as in the Acts of the Apostles, that's exactly what they were doing, because of course this is afterwards. And Peter and John say, "But we can't give you any guarantee we're not going to go and proclaim what we've seen and heard." And what we know is the sacraments work. That God is. We need to keep recognizing that in our lives, and then, from the command of Jesus, go out, proclaim the good news.